Howie, times have changed, but it's always about the players that can get it done when it matters most. And as you look at the matchups this weekend, all four games to me last week were great. And now you have the situation where teams, certain teams, find a way to get it done. We saw it and we talk about it all the time with the Patriots. Of these four teams in this new situation, who are the teams that strike you as most able and most likely to win on Sunday?
Golly, you look at the matchup we have in Chicago, and, you know, a Bears team, particularly on defense, that started the year off the first six or seven games, and we were talking about them in historical perspective, you know, defensively. And Rex Grossman was a guy who was performing extremely well, and they seem to be the team to beat by far. And Indianapolis started off the season as hot as could be and then started to struggle defensively. And New England was New England. You know, they weren't spectacular, but they were New England, and they were in front of their division. And they seemed to be trying to find their stride in terms of the wide receiver position. They had a number of injuries on defense. And the New Orleans Saints are a magical team. 29 new players. New quarterback, Deuce McAllister, is a guy who blew his ACL out last season, rushed back and has played extremely well. Reggie Bush has been a real shot in the arm for both New Orleans, the Gulf Coast region, and the NFL. And Sean Payton has done a remarkable job, and Mickey Loomis has done a remarkable job in bringing players in there, and all new linebackers and new defensive system, new offensive system. A team that was essentially a nomad team last year, traveling from place to place and practicing in temporary facilities, being pushed out of their facilities in San Antonio. For them to have not only won their division, but they seem to be peaking at the right time. You know, and the Indianapolis-New England matchup, to me, when Peyton Manning goes to bed at night, he doesn't check his closet for the boogeyman. He checks his closet for Tom Brady. It is if they are to go, and I think this is probably the best opportunity they have, and I think that window is closing, that window of opportunity, and you know how that is. You've been on teams that have gone through cycles where, you know, the talent cycle is coming to a conclusion, and if you're going to get it done, you're going to get it done now. And I think this is the best opportunity for them, and how poetic would it be for them to accomplished that at home, beating a team that has two times up in New England spoiled their opportunity and their chance to get to the Super Bowl. And then you have the possibility of a Lovie Smith versus Tony Dungy Super Bowl. Would be the first time in the history of the NFL you'd have two African-American coaches coaching the two Super Bowl teams. And I think you think back to the pre-Doug Williams Super Bowl and you say, you know, it was pointed out that Doug Williams is an African-American quarterback, and I think Doug Williams winning that Super Bowl in many ways made that a non-issue. And I don't think we think of quarterbacks in those terms. He's just a quarterback. And I think an African-American coach winning a Super Bowl would in many ways make that a non-issue and be another step towards that not being a topic of conversation on a yearly basis.